Okay, so we're at the top of Chesed Aleph over here. We're continuing with the Ein Bein. Zain bin Hamudar Hanam Mechavero, Lemudar Mimenu Maichal, Elodrisa Saregel Bechinim, She'enor Sin Behen Ochel Nefesh. The Mishnah says, let's say Reuven says, you know, I detest Shimon, I'm not going to get any Hanah from him whatsoever. Or alternatively, Reuven says, you know, I'm not very fond of Shimon's food. So the only two differences between them are Drisa Saregel, entering into the home. In the first case, that would be a problem. In the second case, it's not really related to Michael. And Kalim Shenosin Bahem Ochel Nefesh, and the ability to transfer Kalim, which are not oriented towards food. You know, Kalim which are oriented towards food, Tosos says a line here, Kalim Shosin Bahem Ochel Nefesh, Asr Afilu Bepachos Mishavaputa, Kalim the Heavy Ochel Nefesh. It's essentially Ochel Nefesh in its own right, which is a very fascinating thing about pots and pans. So the Gemara says, "Halin and Kalim she'osin b'han ochel nefer zebzeh shavin." Teresa Saregel, the Gemara questions, "Halo kapti and she people aren't usually so makbin. You know, people aren't taking money from their house or just, you know, entering into their home. So Amar Rabba Hamani Rab Lazar, the Amar Vitor Aser, that this is a situation where even things that people generally are mevater on b'mudar hana'a, that when somebody says, I don't want to get any hana'a whatsoever from a person." So even things that, you know, one is generally not makbid about, one is makbid about in the case of this person, because this person has clearly, you know, run afoul. Okay. So, there's a general principle in halacha, so that would cover both neder and nedava, as we'll see. A person says they're going to make a karban, you know, he has to uphold that in every which way. But there is a difference between neder, which is klapi the gavra, and the nedava, which is klapi the cheft. So the difference is saying hare aloi ola, that, you know, I am obligated in a karban ola, versus hare zeh, this animal, is a karban ola. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. Shenedarim, if you say it's on me, chayav v'achrayusan, right? Then if something happens to the animal, it doesn't really matter. You're still chayav in the karban ola. The nedava, you said hare zeh ola, if a drone strike. You know, in my day we used to say if a lightning strike came in, but now we say a drone strike. If a drone strike comes in, you know, incinerates the animal. So you know, technically speaking, you said hare zeh ola. It became an ola in a certain kind of a sense, but none of them is be'ach, so that's not going to carry over. So the Gemara says, halin b'al ta'achar zavizah shavin, right? But neder and nedava in general, you know, have the halach of b'al ta'achar. It's not hasa mezo neder amir arei alai ola yizani nedava arei za ola. Ma be nedarim nedava is nedarim mesu o nignivu o avdu chayv b'achar yusan. Nedarim again arei alai. So you would have to bring another carbon. Nedava is mesu o nignivu o avdu eno chayv b'achar yusan. Nani milu tan rabbanan v'nirtza lo. L'chaper alav. The pasuk says, "Lo l'chaper alav." Again, related to the guy. Rishim and Omer, "Esha alav b'chay esha alav." Again, that it's literally on the person. The guy said, "Harei alai." That's the neder. Chay b'achar Yusuf. Esha eno alav. The nedava eno chay b'achar Yusuf. My mashum reads chaver avdim. Came on damar alai. Keman detain akatve dami. Great line. The Gemara says, a person who says alai, it's like they're literally holding it on their shoulders. It becomes the quintessential, paradigmatic din in the Gavra. Okay, Ein Min Zav Arosh Tei Rios, Arosh Shalosh Rios, Ela Karban. So we know that there's different categories of Zav in Halacha. Again, for a male, he's experiencing a flow from, again, a private organ. Same thing for a female. It's very similar to Nida. And practically speaking, the Halachos of Nida integrate the Halachos of Zava to this day. So a Zav who's Roesh Dei Re'ios has to be so fair, what we call Shivanikim, which is a halacha that's been applied to Hilchos Nida as well to this day. Again, for not so practical for a man, but certainly practical for a woman. So that halacha is in force. And there's something called Tumas Mishka V'Moshev. It's a chiddush in the Hilchos Zav Zava that normally think about Nega as touching something directly as the most direct way of transferring Tuma, but there is a special halacha by Zav and Zava that if they sit on something, if they put their weight on something, then everything becomes an Av HaTuma. That's exactly what the Rashi points out here. Shachav o yashav o gavi asar v'gadim zel zeh, you don't even touch them, kulan abos HaTuma filu lo nagaben. Vilu nagaben davar, sheno mishka v'mosha, veno lo risho l'tuma. Right, the Zav is considered an Av HaTuma, and everything else becomes a risho l'tuma. Veno mitami adam echelim, ela ochen u'mashkin. There's a principle that too, conduct tuma to a human being or to a vessel on the daraisa level, you yourself have to be an avatuma. And in this case, if it's just nega, if it's not actually sitting on, it's what we call Tumas Maga, it's not Tumas Mishka Vamoshav, so then all the Begadim will be rendered a Rishon the Tumma, and that's it. So that's like a Cherev Hareyu Kechalal kind of a principle, that normally when you have something which is Tame, it conducts Tumma, and then, you know, everything it conducts to becomes a first derivative level Tumma. So again, a Rishon would make a Sheni would make a Shlishi by Truma, Shlishi would make a Revi by Kachim, etc. So here you have, just like a Mace is an Avi Avos HaTumma, so, you know, a person comes into contact with the dead body is, you know, an Ava Tumma, Tame the Mace, something they would come into contact with would be Rishon the Tumma. So, Cherev Areyu Kechalal, that your metal object in contact with the dead body, so it takes on the status of the dead body as long, so that's again, that's the principle of Cherev Areyu Kechalal, and here you have a similar principle that is Avin Azaba, Tumas Mishka B'Moshav conducts on the same levels. Gemara says, Halin Mishka B'Moshav Sura Shiva Zabazah Shavin, if the Zav only had two Rios and not three, so then he wouldn't have to bring a Karban, but in terms of Shavin Akiyam and Tumas Mishka B'Moshav, is a fundamental look of the Gemara says, "Menai Emilia Tana Rabban Rabbi Simai Omer Manakas of Shtayim Akro Tame Shalosh Akro Tame." So it's redundant. Hakei Tzad Shtayim L'Tumah V'Shalosh L'Karban. So Gemara challenges for a second. Ve'emar Shtayim L'Tumah V'Lo L'Karban Shalosh L'Karban V'Lo L'Tumah. Maybe it's just two different tracks. So the Gemara says, "Amar Tash L'Ra Shalosh Ra Shtayim." Doesn't make any sense. You know, you can't get to three without going through two first. It can't be that it's two completely different tracks. Ve'emar shtayim l'karban v'lo l'tumah, so maybe two is karban no tumah. Shalosh, there's a karban, but there's also tumah. Lo sakadai dechatanya v'chiper alav ha'kohen l'pnei Hashem mizovo, mixa zavin m'vein karban, mixa zavin ein m'vein karban. It's not that every zav brings a karban, so it's got to be the other way. Only those who have seen three times bring the karban. Okay, said Ra shalosh, maybe, shtayim eno mevi. Oh, eno ela ra shtayim, maybe ra shalosh eno mevi. So maybe it's the other way again. Amar ta'atzlo ra shalosh ra shtayim. Ve'itzruch the Rabbi Simai, ve'itzruch mizovo. We need the svar Rabbi Simai. We need zovo. Dimi Rabbi Simai, hava miniki koshan. Right, we could have said it the other way. Kamash malan mizovo. Again, zovo teaches us that only some zavin bring a karban and not all zavin. Vimi zovo, lo yadana kam ve'riyos. I would have not have known, you know, how many ri'iyos it takes to establish somebody as chayv a karban. Kamash malan de Rabbi Simai. So that's what we have Rabbi Simai for. V'hashtamar mizovo the drasha. That seems extra, so what are we going to say now with that pasuk? So again, let's say you have a person who has both Tumas Tzaras and he's a Zav, so how exactly is this going to work? It's obviously not going to come Tawar until both of them are resolved. But let's say the Ziva stops and he's able to count Shevin Akiyim before he you know, becomes cured of the Tzaras, which we'll get to on Amud Beis. So, in that situation, the Sfirah Shiva Nakiyim works. Even though he's not going to become Tahor, he can lose the status of a Zav, and again, that has, you know, Nafka Minila in Mishka V'Moshav, etc., before he loses the Tumas Taras. Mizavo V'Saf Alimin Ozav Al Shnei Riyo Shatan Sfirah Shiva V'Elo Dinu. V'Mitam Mishka V'Moshav Lo Yehe Tavon Sfirah Shiva. Do they not go hand in hand? Could we ever think of a case where a person would be Mitam Mishka V'Moshav and not be Chai of Shiva Kiyim? So the Gemara says yes. We have something called Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom Tochiach. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi explains, Haroa Yom Echad Oshnayim Mitoch Echad Asar Yom Shebe Nida Lenida. Person who would only see Riyah on one day, or two Riyos within the 11 days of Ziva. We're not going to get into all the details right now, just beyond their scope. But they're basically 7 days of Nida and then 11 days of Ziva. Mona Yom Echad. So they saw one day, so they have to count one clean day. They don't have to count Shevin Akiyim. V'tovelas bo bayom tochiach. That case is a case where the Gemara says, "Mitama mishka v'mosha ve'in atuna sviro shiva nekiyim." So again, a zav al shtei riyos has to is mitama mishka v'mosha, and he has to be sofer shiva nekiyim. But a shomeris yom keneged yom has one din, tomas mishka v'mosha, but does not have the din of sviras shiva nekiyim. V'afat al tatam al zeh shal bish mitama mishka v'mosha. Lo yehi tan sefira shiva tam alomer mizova v'safar mikzas zova v'safar limar al zava shteriyo shetan sefira shivas amalei rapapla baye maishna hamizovo demarbi bezava shteriyo so maishna hamizovo dememai bezav bal shteriyo so what's the difference amalei yisalkadai techanim yute yudasa lishto kramine if you wanted to just say you know that it came to purposes of exclusion the Torah shouldn't have said anything at all. V'chisema asya midina, right? If you will say that you prove it logically, that again, both of these dinim, Sfira Shiva Nekiyim and Tumas Mishka V'Moshav, always go hand in hand. Shomeres yom keneged yom tochiach, that you could have and you're not going to have Sfira Shivanakiyim, but you in fact go to the mikvah the very next day. So the Zav had two different rios, so then Shivanakiyim is actually required. Okay, very good. So the Mishnah says, "Ein mitzar muzgar l'mitzar mochlat ala frio frivai mitar l'mitar chesgir t'mitar mitar chachleit ala tiglachas v'tziporim." Okay, just a minute of background here. So a person thinks that they have tzaras, so there is no such thing as tzaras that hasn't been declared tzaras by the Kohen. That's a very important halacha. It doesn't objectively exist, and the Kohen is just iglai milsa. The Kohen creates the chalos of tzaraas. So there are basically three different possibilities. The Kohen could say tahor, right? There's nothing to see here. The person could say tameh. That's what we call mukhlat, that is definite. And then the Kohen could say, v'tiba kohen v'hiskir sanega shivas yamim. So another possibility is there's some lack of clarity. And so the person is sent into Hezger, the person is sent out to the Machana. Functionally speaking, the person is going to be considered Tameh for 7 days, and then there will be evaluation. But again, this is a very different kind of case. So this is a case where they're basically in Lambda's two ways to look at it. You could say that there's no Tzara'as here, but again, it's just a Safik. So L'chumra, we're going to treat it as Tzara'as, right, as a kind of a Safik D'araisa, which is fascinating because in the world of Tum and Tara in general, in terms of sfeikos, we rely on Rishus HaYachid versus Rishus HaRabim. Generally, Safik Tum and Rishus HaRabim is Tara, Safik Tum Rishus HaYachid is Tameh. So it would be kind of an exception to that. The other lambdas, which is very much the impression you get in this Gemara, is that that's not what we mean. That, Mitzora, Mitoch Hezger, not Mitoch Hechleit, Mitzora, Mitoch Hezger, is actually what we would call, it is a Safek, otherwise it would have been Mukhlat, but again, there's a Chalos Tuma Mi Safek. That what happens is, when there's a Safek Tzaras, that is Koveya Tuma. So the Gemara says, Halein Shiluach V'Tuma, Zavizashavin, right, that they're actually equivalent. Not that you just treat them the same way, but the guy is actually Tameh Mi Safek. That there's, again, this is like parallel to the Rav's idea about two Sfekos. Sometimes you could have an actual Safek, and sometimes you could have a Safek because you can't be Machriya either way. The Safek of Benash Mashos. It's not Safek Yom Safek Laila. Somebody, could tell us whether it's actually Yom Laila, but it actually has properties of both, right? So again, here's a situation where there's a Chalos Shem Safek, but again, that carries with it Tuma and Shiluach min Amachana. Minahani Milei Tani Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amid Ravuna Viatia Roa Kohen Mispach Hasiv Chibes Begada VeTaher Tahar Mifrio Frima Dimei Ikara. So again, the difference between somebody who's going to be definitely Tamei versus this Chaloshim Tuma Safik is tearing the clothes and letting the hair grow wild. Frio Frima. So Amalei Rav Alameyata Gabizav Dechsev Chibes Begada VeTaher Pasa Mai VeTaher Mei Ikara Ika. That doesn't mean that he was always tahor of these things. It means that he'll be cleansed of them. Elatar hashda miatamik vicharz vesed abagav dehadar chazi lo mitami lemafreyas. Achanami tar hashda miatami bevio lemafreyas. So why don't we just say the same thing here? Not that he didn't have to do free ufrima, but say that after, things have clarified themselves and it's clear that it's not saras after 7 days, then we're not going to say he was mitami bevio lemafreya. So elam arava mehacha batzarua asher bohanaga misha tzarasa tluya begufo. Very, that's one of the lines that I think, is so dispositive here, is tzaraso tluya biyamim, that the Torah spoke about somebody being metame bevia when, it required the nega to actually resolve itself. Here, it's just, again, for 7 days, achalos shem tuma misafik. So his tzaras is taloy biyamim, that once the 7 days have elapsed, it's not like you need somebody to declare him, tahor, but again, he's just no longer tamei. So I'm going to buy him the miata, call him asher nega hanega bo yitama. Misha tzaraso tzliya begufo hu detan shliach. Shein tzaraso tzliya begufo in tan shluach. So Gemara is basically saying, min ken haskfar, if it's really true that he isn't a chayiv and a frio frima, if it's really true that after 7 days it's all going to go away, so why do we send him outside the machana to begin with? So the chisei machana me oktani mitzar muzgad mitzar mechlad a frio frima alin shluach l'tume bevia. So Amr Lehi, Yimei. This is a Kasav called Yimei. L'rabos mitzor muzgar l'shiluach. Sounds like a special Xeris Akasav, that even though Misvara, you might think that this person shouldn't be sent out of the Machana, because again, there's no, maybe, Chalosheim Nega, there's a Chalosheim Tomasafik, So this is the kol yemei, kol is the rabo. So yachi tiglach zibari my time alo. Again, in kara is going the other direction. So if again has a chaloshim tumma misafik, so then, you know, why doesn't he have to have the tzipor and the two birds that a mitzvah brings at the end of the process, and why doesn't he have to shave all the hair off his body, etc. Tani and b'tara mitoch ezger, b'tara mitoch hechled, ala tiglach tzipor and marabayim rekra, v'yatza akoyin omichutz hamachana v'inei nirpa nega taras. Misha taras utuliyah b'refuah, yatza zah she'ein sar aso utuliyah b'refuah, or b'refuos ela b'yamim. Again, there's nothing to heal. So, you know, this is just a fascinating category of somebody who's tame. There's, I think, tumas vada here. It's not tumas safik, but mitoch hezger. But it came out of the context of a safik. So again, there's no chaloshem nega, even if there's tuma, and that's a very, very, very fascinating, middle category, for us to consider. Okay, we'll hold it up here just because the Mishnah is, towards the bottom of Chasim Beis. So let's hold it up here, and, we'll continue, God willing, tomorrow.